The Volume.
All right, welcome back to the Inside the Garage podcast. What episode? It's episode six.
Six.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Dang, we really getting into it now. Fine. We got a really special episode today. We got two alums with us. We got Sean Crawford, Brandon Wimbush. Say what's up.
Appreciate y'all having us. Thank you.
For sure. Good to be
appreciate
back.
Y'all coming on. Y'all want to introduce yourselves to the people?
I'm Sean Crawford, former Notre Dame defensive back, 2020 captain. Just happy to be back with some of the guys and on their platform.
What do they call you, Ankh?
Some people call me Ankh, yeah.
I'm Brandon Wimbush, former Notre Dame quarterback, current chief athletic officer at Mogul. Excited to be back with these guys, and they're doing great things. So appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate y'all coming on. It was short notice, but I know how busy y'all are, especially Sean. Sean be disappearing sometimes. I don't want to respond to texts, but
you know how it be.
Y'all was at the game yesterday, right?
For sure.
Yeah. What was the game day experience not being on the team? What was that like? What'd you do?
Sean, was this your first time come to a game and not playing?
Yeah, first time in a very long time, actually, since my recruiting days. But it was a fun experience. I got to experience tailgating for the first time, hang out with some friends, some families, and it was like the first time that I didn't have nerves or have to go to a pregame meeting, and I got to eat more junk food instead of the normal pregame healthy meal. So it was a fun experience for sure. I definitely miss walking through the player walk and all that stuff, but it had to come at some point. So, but it was a good experience. I'm glad we got the W, and hopefully I'm around for more.
No, you want to get picked up, right? So you don't want to be around for more. You want to be on a team.
Facts. I want to support my brothers. I want to support my brothers when I can support them. And so I can't even control that part about it. So I'm just going to be training, working as much as I can. But if there's a weekend and the boys are rolling and I'm in town, I'm going to be there.
I mean, for me, it was cool. That was the second time I was back. I was back for the USC game, I think Sean's senior year.
Which one?
You had like three senior years?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
I think it was 2019. I was at UCF and it was a bye week, so I came back. But no, that was awesome yesterday. It was hot. I think I only stayed the first quarter and then I left.
Sheesh.
I mean, that's all I could bear. I mean, we was tailgating, right, for like 4 hours. So it's the first time I've ever just, you know, sat outside in heat and just drank, and, you know, and then going into a game in blazing sun.
I don't know how the students do it.
Yeah.
Standing the whole game, too. I don't know.
Waking up at 7 a.m., especially 9 a.m.
Think about a 7 p.m. game.
Afterwards, too.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
No, but it was fun, man. It was a good experience. And, again, glad y'all got the W.
Yesterday's game, from a player perspective, what were y'all thinking going into it? And after, me personally, I felt like, relief for sure. Just getting at, yeah, for sure. I feel like the team's just in a really good headspace now, because I said this in the media. I was like, y'all were on our heads the whole week. Like, the media was on our head the whole week. And we kind of just came out and shut them up. But I want to hear what you guys had to say about the game and after the game.
I guess for me, like, the outside perspective, I thought we played well. I thought we've talked about this before, but I thought the preparation in the week was like much better than it has been the previous two games. And I felt much better going into this game. I thought it showed. I mean, defensively, guys played really well. So I think overall, it was a good game. It was an Indiana game, which is always fun for me, you know. like, good amount of people there that I knew.
So you've been around the Purdue-Notre Dame rivalry. Like, I have no understanding of it. And I was getting asked about it. I'm like, I'm not familiar, right? But you grew up.
It's not like one of the big, like, I guess it's a big rivalry, but it was always like the Michigan was always like the big thing.
Still,
we played them every year, but now we don't. So Purdue, I never, like, honestly didn't know we had a rivalry trophy with Purdue until this year.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
The trophy? You just found that out right now? I didn't even know that. Yeah, I just thought it was
not a trophy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which trophy was it?
On a trophy?
The Shillelagh? Just like
I thought that was
stick.
A stick. Yo, I thought we lost that.
brush up on your Notre Dame history.
You ain't know that.
Well, you definitely didn't know that.
Bro, what?
If you know the Notre Dame history, then you would know all the rivalry trophies that we have. So go ahead and list them.
I don't know the names of the rivalry trophies. I just know that we have them all.
How many? How many are there? How many?
We just got them.
Okay, I could be wrong. I don't know if we have one with Michigan, but I do know the last time we played Michigan, we lost, so we probably don't have that one.
I don't think there is one.
No, there is a trophy with Michigan.
There is?
Yeah.
No, we have all the
tripping. All right, I think we all need a freshen up.
Then we got them all.
How many still left to get?
Yo, no, because there might be like a weird one out there. Like Northwestern might be a weird one.
No, Michigan State's one.
I know Michigan State's. We USC, got that one. USC, Miami, Stanford. Not Miami.
Probably Miami. Not Miami.
I thought Miami too.
Boston actually. College.
Maybe not.
Boston College a trophy?
Yeah.
Oh, Boston College definitely a trophy.
Dude, we definitely got that one.
Tech, right?
Stanford, the when he drank up Powery, right?
The cup.
Yeah, Navy,
the
cup. We have one with Navy.
Navy. When was the last time we played?
I wonder Michigan if we State. Have Texas.
No. Oh, Michigan State?
Nah. You're just naming games now.
I'm just thinking of the last games.
You got one with Alabama, yeah.
Which,
from 2012, right?
No, that was the natty.
For me, probably the biggest thing was preparation. This I went into the week with like a kind of a chip on my shoulder coming out of a Toledo game. Didn't play how I wanted to play. So coming into the week, like with that chip on my shoulder, I just attacked preparation in a different mindset. And I feel like me doing that has allowed me to realize that that needs to be every week rather than just stagnant and just like something I say. So that was probably the biggest thing for me. And then after the game, similar to you, just like a sigh of relief, like we smooth.
Yeah, for sure.
Rather than what I was feeling after the last two games.
Yeah.
I feel like we just put in a lot of work this week in practice. So I felt like we just had to go out and just, we had to go out and execute, really. We just put in way too much work to not, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like that was kind of like my whole mindset behind the game. And I feel like we went out there and did what we had to do. And also, like during the game, I felt like our, I guess like the atmosphere on the sideline, kind of like, especially within our little DB group, like it was just,
yeah, for sure.
It was definitely more uplifting. The conversation was more constructive throughout the entire game. So I feel like that's where we improved on a lot this week.
Going out of Notre Dame and like getting past it and like seeing other stuff, like obviously you transferred to UCF and like with you in the league now, what do you think is the biggest difference like being in other programs, whether it be college or the NFL, between Notre Dame and other stuff?
The biggest thing that I learned just being with the Raiders in the offseason was the locker room. The brotherhood that you're able to build at a university or at Notre Dame specifically, it's like no other. I was here for a while, so I got to be a part of many different classes and many different, I guess, teams. But for sure, when you get to the next level, or if you leave the university and move on elsewhere, it's the locker room and just the brotherhood. That's the biggest thing that you're gonna miss. Walking in the building each and every day, seeing the guys that you go to work with, seeing the guys that you care for, seeing put in the same work that you've put in all off season. It's gonna be different just because in the league, you see guys for the first time at OTAs and you don't even know what they did. So it was a lot of people. I didn't even know their names. I didn't know their stories. I didn't know anything really. It was just, hey, what's up? Like you show up to work and then you leave work pretty much. But definitely the brotherhood is what I miss the most.
I think it's the same experience for me. I didn't play at the professional level, but you know, you still try to build a locker room camaraderie. And at UCF, it was a little bit different with the background of a lot of the athletes, right? I mean, it was heavy centered on Florida athletes. And then here at Notre Dame, you get guys from all across the country, which is obviously unique. And again, like Sean said, there was a pretty special bond that we created here at Notre Dame. And you continue to feel that, right? Like my relationship with Sean has obviously extended beyond our time playing together here at Notre Dame.
What do y'all think is like the biggest difference between Notre Dame and everywhere else in the country? Obviously, you don't know for sure, but if you could guess or assume.
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess what I would assume is similar to what he was saying, like at every other school or majority of the big state schools, a lot of those athletes come from that state. But here you get guys from Germany, you get guys from Hawaii, you get guys from Texas and then New York. So that brings a lot of diversity to the team. And that's what I personally enjoy the most.
I feel like in our locker room, especially like at Notre Dame, it's more like I really feel the family aspect of it. Everybody's looking out for everybody. And like it goes beyond like just looking out for each other like on the field and stuff like that. But like even if I need help in like the classroom or something like that, or like just life stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just things like that. So I feel like definitely the family aspect, we got a good little vibe with that. So,
yo, Brandon, what's the biggest difference from school?
You don't gotta laugh while you ask the question. You're already inferring the answer, bro. Like, I don't want to speak down on any university's academic program.
For sure.
But the rigor of Notre Dame, I mean, that's, I mean, I forget who I was talking to, but I think Notre Dame's only able to recruit less than a third of high school athletes that are in the ESPN 300 just due to academic standards.
That's crazy.
Right? It's less than a third.
So I think there's 300 right athletes. So I think they can only recruit almost like 60 or 75 of those athletes. Right. So that just tells you the standard that we hold our athletes to. And that's not to say that University of Central Florida doesn't do that, but that's just where the Notre Dames, the Stanfords, the Northwesterns, the Dukes, the Vanderbilts of the world. And sometimes that's why we don't, you know, we're not able to
get the 4 and 5 stars.
get to the end of the tunnel, right? And compete at the, I mean, we do it, right? We do a great job of figuring out ways to compete at that level, but getting over that that hump, right? I'm sure we've all spoken about it. We've all been a part of that. So I don't know if it's something that we have to do to get ourselves to get over that hump, but that academic standard that we hold ourselves here at Notre Dame is just greater than a lot of the other schools in the country.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would just saying the differences between different programs in the country, if I were to assume, and talking to other guys that I know that play college football, like the academic stress that's put on us and stress just as Notre Dame football players compared to other schools, I feel like that's completely different than if you don't even got to worry about going to class, being in study hall on time, like all that on top of trying to win a national championship. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that really separates us. And like other schools, no knock on like Northwesterns or Dukes, but like they're not competing for a national championship every year like we are. So
what I realized I missed the most was game day. I didn't think I was going to miss it just because like
it can be a long day.
It can be, yeah, like just going out there and just seeing how many people are at the university for you. Mm. It's wild. Just like
you took it for granted while you were here.
No, I don't think so. Because I was at the tailgate for the first time. So you see like all the people who are literally just here to go watch y'all play. Like when you go into the stadium, you see all the fans. Like that was the first time that I was just like able to just like look around and see all the fans and just some people who couldn't even get into the game. Some people who watch the game from their cars or from their tailgates and stuff like that. But when you're out of it, you realize like, wow. And then when y'all came running out the smoke, and I was like, bro, I gotta go. Like I just got sad and everything. Cause that's like game time. Like the smoke running, and then like you run down, some people run down to the field, some people do their little pregame routine, and that's like the first time you see like how packed the stadium is. Facts. You're not gonna get that experience again. Even in the league, it's just different. Like people really got like Notre Dame pride. And sitting next to some fans was crazy just because, like, fans are brutal.
But they're wild. It's wild.
I'm just sitting there like, dang.
They didn't know who you were?
I'm not you. I mean, I can't. Some people know me, but I'm not you. I'm not big time like you. But just hearing, like, some people, it's like, what they say. And then it's like, you also got the flip side where it's just, like, crazy super fans where they love y'all. But it was just a whole experience in itself.
Yeah. I think for me, the thing I miss most is just the people, man. It's cliche, but the people in the process of like going into the Goog every day, and you know, it becomes repetitive and becomes tedious, but you don't realize how, you know, unique of an experience that is, right? Like I spent a lot of time playing pool and ping pong with like Chase Claypool and Tyler Newsome, and those little things and that little community that you build, like you definitely can take that for granted. And then once you're living on your own, that's the thing I think it's hard to like learn and grow into, is like living on your own without a community, right? And having football and your teammates is such a unique community. And I think that's the thing that I miss. And
I probably miss like the crib, like all three.
Yeah,
honestly. That's the biggest thing for me. Like my teammates keep me going. Like you said, it sounds cliche, but I wake up every day, and even when I don't feel like it, y'all motivate me too. Right. So, I can't really say like game days, because game days
you're
are
still
like,
in it.
Like, yeah, I'm still in it. It's real stressful for me. So right now, that's what I would probably say.
I'll probably say what Brandon was saying, like the community. When I've talked to people that like just recently graduated, like my brother, and he says, you'll miss college because all of your friends are right there. whether we like it or not, it'll be difficult for all four of us, all six of us, to meet up in a year or two from now. You know, everyone leaves, where everyone's going to have something going for them. So I think, like what Cam, what Brandon was saying, the community that we have here, like, will be difficult to replicate once we all graduate. So I think I'll definitely miss that. And I think that go for any college student, you know, like everyone, all your close friends are here, you know? So definitely the community itself I'll miss.
Yeah, I would probably say the team, just kind of what Brandon was saying again, like, playing pool with guys and like just being in the locker room, like cracking jokes.
Pool table since you've been.
Why you gotta make the spot hot? I'm not trying to be sentimental. You making it all hot. Just like, okay, I'm on aux in the locker room, and Cam's taking my phone looking for the songs. Doesn't want to ask me for the name of the song, so he steals my phone to look it up. But not just like stuff like that, because I think Notre Dame has one of the tightest locker rooms. Nobody in the locker room is hating on anybody. I feel like we're all rooting for each other at the end of the day. And I feel like sometimes you get toxic in other locker rooms and I bet in the NFL as well. And it's just an experience that's rare and that I'll definitely miss.
Just the community, just everybody. And that includes the students too. Like all our friends that aren't on the team or things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like all the people you meet, like every day you can meet somebody new and somebody you just never really talk to. Never know their story, get to know someone different. So I'll just say the community and just campus is nice too sometimes. It's easy to take it for granted, but people like come, they travel from countries to come see our campus, which is crazy. Mm. And we just walk on it every day you know what I'm saying? Walk past Hesburg, walk past the Dome, walk past all that. So, I mean, yeah, it's just a lot of stuff we can take for granted, but you know, each day you just gotta enjoy it.
What I found out is that Notre Dame prepares us very well, specifically for the next level in the game. I feel like I came in prepared. I feel like I could speak on other universities at this point just because I came in with guys from different schools and different universities. And so I feel like I was just ahead just by...
More professional than anything.
Exactly, for sure. Just the way that I carried myself, just the way that I was like showing up to meetings and taking notes in meetings and things like that. And then also transitioning to the field. We have great coaches who do a great job of preparing us throughout the week, preparing you throughout your career, really. And so when you do get to that next level, it's a real easy adjustment for sure. And I know for some guys, it was definitely different. It was a tough adjustment for most guys. But for me, just being able to go in there and just talk ball about different positions, I got to really thank the coaching staff at Notre Dame for that for sure.
Probably help you that you played like all the defensive positions. Like,
oh, for sure. Yeah. Make sure y'all listen to Polian, too.
Facts. Make sure
y'all listen to Polian. You write about the special teams?
ST. Jeez.
We need to shout out T-Joe.
I already hit T-Joe up. He knows, I told T-Joe, like, within the first week, because I was...
He put you in a good position?
Yeah, for sure. Just knowing the whole back end and run gaps and... all that stuff that goes along.
What do you think you was most prepared for, like X's and O's, or like physically you were more prepared, like Bayless wise?
Just some dudes who are freaking natures, but then there's some other dudes who they just...
What?
Athletes.
Just bumps?
No. If you look at them, like they just look like me, like they look normal, you know what I mean? Like you're not gonna be like, oh, like he's a specimen. Like they don't look like OC. All of them don't look like OC. But I was able to pick up the X and O's faster. And so I think that allowed me to play faster on the field. So I think they both go hand in hand.
Gotcha.
Y'all were talking about Bayless, right? And being physical. I'm curious for you guys. For me, it's like more mental with Bayless than anything, right? Like getting you under weight and putting you in positions that were more mentally taxing than physically, right? So have you guys kind of had the same experience, right? Because I think our class, we were the first ones to kind of go through with Bayless, and the difference between, you know, the previous staff and Bayless's staff was just, again, the situations we were put in from a weight training standpoint propelled us mentally more than anything.
I definitely would agree with that too, because like some of the stuff we have to do in that weight room, I'll be like, dude.
We got to go in a different place.
Yeah. You really do got to go a different mental space, like to just kind of get right and like just accomplish what's in front of you, the kind of thing. So I definitely feel that mentally. But I mean, you definitely get physically stronger too.
Right.
He definitely like figures out a way to train every aspect of like the body, even emotionally. Sometimes I'm like broken, bro. Like, I don't even want to do this. But he's helped me like get over that. So I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for me, he pushed me farther than like I've ever physically and mentally ever gone before. So that gives me like a good Like building that wall sit, the last team workout we did, when like someone would push the log down, you know?
Yeah.
I was sitting there, I was like, I'm doing this for like 15 minutes now. I don't know how much longer. Then afterwards, I was like, no, I feel like I know how much farther I can go. Nice. I don't think without Bayless, I would have been able to reach that level of depth.
I mean, it sounds cliche, but like, I really became a man in that weight room, like mentally and physically. Like,
grow up.
I grew up in that weight room, in that indoor. Like, you're going to go through some stuff in there. And when I came in as a freshman, like, and I'm sure you guys can even notice this, like, I would get in the weight room and like, we would have a hard workout. And I'm just like, bro, fuck this. Like, this is horrible. Like, how am I about to get through this for the next 4 years? And it's funny because I was actually talking to Bayless about it. And I was like, be honest, what did you think of me when I first came in?
How much were you weighing when you came in?
When I first weighed in, I was 197.
Okay.
But that's on the high end, bro.
He wasn't
small.
Because he was trying hella hard for a week before we came in.
No, I definitely drank like 5 bottles of water before that first freshman weigh-in. But I was probably like 194 for real. No, he was like, I knew you were going to be like, okay, but mentally, he was pretty much like, I thought you were a bitch. I was like, fair. Like, I mean, I wasn't attacking stuff.
You said that verbatim?
No, I said, I'm just in layman's terms.
Thought you a bitch.
But he's like, it kind of showed me how far I've come in terms of the workouts and how that's pushed me to be like more of a leader and like express myself outward instead of being inward. Because freshman year, I was just like, how am I going to get through this? Like, I'm hurting. But now I'm like trying to help other guys get through it and stuff like that. But I think that just comes with maturing for sure.
What was crazy to me though was it wasn't even really the weight room for me. It was the running. Like the running we was doing. I was like, yo, I can't. Like, I remember.
Bro,
for whatever reason, like the first little 3 weeks of summer or whatever it is, you know, I just be hurt doing the running. But once I get caught up, I'm good. I'm sliding. But I remember my freshman year, we had.
The heavy sled. Remember that one?
Bro, I was OD. I was just gone, like hamstrings locked up, everything locked up, just bro, gone.
We're on the indoor, and I'm like pushing the sled probably 20 yards away from KJ, and I'm looking to my left, and I just see KJ just collapse on the ground. Like, no, KJ, no. And Rob, everybody starts running out to him. Yeah. KJ's on the ground, locked up.
You just like, have you ever like passed out?
I've been close for sure.
Just like, hit the ground, looked up. Oh, go
Rob. and it's no stopping. It's like it was so heavy that we had 4 people on it.
Was you on it with KJ?
Yeah. So I was on it with KJ.
But I think our group was flagging though. Like me and Sean was trying hella hard.
Everyone was flagging. Me and Sean trying to.
And so we had one drop, and then so we had to just maneuver.
So three people.
It's 3 people, and we like it's like a competition all the time. So. We behind, and then we just had to get it done with 3 people. But I remember that one just because my job got a lot harder.
When you first came in, were you kind of like, oh, F this, whatever? But like, what point did y'all like make that switch where you like, I like going to squat, bro? Like, I want to go to hip press now. Like, it's not like you want to do it, but like, you get in there, you're like, all right, let's get right. You know what I'm saying?
It was.
That's on and off.
I mean,
though.
It's just like, you just realize Friday, like, you realize you wasn't gonna get out of it.
Yeah.
Mm. So I remember like getting stuck, right?
We had one homeboy just walk out on a Friday lift. He said, nah, I'm not fucking with this.
All right, bro.
Shout out Dexter.
Nah,
but it was his first, like when Bayless first got there, I think our first lift was at like 5:45. So it was or 6:45, one of them, but it was super early. So you had guys going to bed like weren't like stressed about the next day. Like we all going to bed at like 9:30, 10, waking up and going to the facility, like don't know what's going on. And like this is like intense Bayless.
Like
y'all got intense Bayless.
Like
we went 4-8 the year before Bayless. We had a long Christmas break. So like
we had a month and a half.
We had the full Christmas break, and so we came back to Bayless, and like it was just a whole culture change. It was something we needed, but just like from the Valentine's lift to the St. Patty's lift to
every other
workout, like it was wild to the point to where it's like people, some people had to like tap out, but some people like passed out, got back up, went back at it. But it was wild the first couple of years though.
Like, don't you know when you're in college and like playing football, everything's so structured for you. Like, you got to be here at that certain time. And it's like every day for 6 years and for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, how was life coming out of that? And you got to do everything on your own. You got to plan.
It's on the same level as like finding a new community. It's like you have to find a new structure. Mm-hmm. And for here, I think they did a really good job while we were here putting you in a structured kind of atmosphere and environment, right? Where you knew what was coming next. You knew where your next meal was coming from. Mm-hmm. You knew what time you had to be at your next meeting, what time you had to be at your next class. And then you can also allot extra time for whatever you wanted to do on your own, right? If you're mm-hmm. studying for extra things, studying for meetings. Now I'm an entrepreneur, so it's almost like I have free will to do whatever I want, right? And call the shots. So, yeah. And now I'm managing a team of like 35 people. So it's, let me make sure my routine is down packed, right? Myself, my partner, and the rest of the management team, like that's the biggest thing. So like, I never thought I'd be waking up at 6 a.m. and working out and then having to go to my first meeting at 8 a.m., right? So I have a schedule, but it was hard, man. It was hard for the first year and a half after I was done playing, especially because I was just training and like trying to figure out my life. Like, there's so much you go through in terms of trying to figure out who you are when you're done playing. Because right now it's like you're all football. Mm-hmm. Like, even though we don't like to think it, like, that is your life, yo. Yeah, right. Right?
That's a crazy thing too.
I mean, that's a conversation you can have, is that you don't know who you are without a pigskin. Like, yeah. I didn't know who I was. Mm. You know, it's tough. It's a tough thing to digest. And it's a tough thing to put aside, but that's why I think we chose Notre Dame is the opportunity to become more than just the pigskin. But for me, like, scheduling is it goes a long way, and you know, the best of the best have a routine, so that's why I do it.
Well, for me, I guess it's still similar to college. I mean, well, as far as just like the football aspect, when you're with a team, you have a schedule from the time you wake up to the time you're able to leave. So that pretty much doesn't change. You just have a lot more free time outside the facility, really. But I can just say I was, like, looking back on it, fortunate just to have, like, I was injured early in my career. So I didn't always have the same schedule or the structure that the rest of the team had. I just had to, like, get up and get my workout in and then get my, like, schoolwork done, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I would get the things done that I, like, needed to get done. And so I'm kind of back at that point now, to where it's like, I just gotta, when I get up, I try to get up at a reasonable time, just so it's like, when I do find a team, my body is still used to like getting up, going to work and stuff. Facts. Like that. So yeah. Me and my trainer back home, we kind of plan it, like what we want to do each day and how the week's going to go. But so I get my workout in, and then for the next part of the day, just like kind of just network and kind of figure out who I want to be, what I want to do outside of football. And mm-hmm. so I just kind of what I spend the rest of my day doing. And then when I get done with all that, I try to watch some cut ups of film or something like that, or do some stretching, some mobility, yoga. But I mean, that's just pretty much it. Honestly, like Brandon said, you just got to find your own routine, because at the end of the day, just all the great ones have a routine, no matter what field you're in, whether it's sports, business, whether you're an entrepreneur or anything. Like, you're going to need your own routine, what works for you. But I do think Notre Dame's structure and the schedule allows you to fight through the stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of things in the next part of your life that you don't want to do. But like, having to get up early and go to a meeting, or having to get up and go to like a compliance meeting, same exact thing. Like, you got to sit through, you got to listen, take notes, do those things. And then there's going to be things throughout the day that you do want to do.
Yeah, it's crazy the routine we get in, like, especially during the season. Like, everybody talks about in the locker room, like, we're done with the game. So we had a game yesterday, it's Sunday, we recover Monday, come in for film. You look up, it's Friday night, like, getting ready for the next game. It goes by like that, like, it's bang, bang, bang. But Brandon, you were talking about starting your own company. You want to expand on that a little more?
Yeah,
you're repping the merch right now. We're gonna repping give you a
the merch
plug.
Hard, right? I didn't know I was gonna have smart, visuals, yeah. So wasn't planned. But Sean's been repping the merch in the company all weekend, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, any figure, I'll definitely, if the business is right and the people are right, I'll definitely rep it. But
love, thank
Brandon's,
you.
Brandon's a good guy.
Appreciate the plug, right? Yeah,
you know, go get that, go sign up.
But Mogul, man, NIL is hot, right? Hotter than ever. It's the hottest topic, hottest conversation in sports. So what we did at Mogul is we created a tech platform that allows current college athletes to connect to brands and businesses for marketing and other monetization opportunities. Opportunities are going to be endless for everybody here. It's a free platform. you know, opposed to marketing reps and agents that, you know, Kyle, you're probably familiar going through it right now, but when they represent an athlete, even at the collegiate level, if that athlete has the ability to garner $1,000 deals, that marketing rep is going to, you know, take a decent chunk of what they're making. So our platform is completely free. And then we've also embedded a very streamlined compliance process. So we work directly with each of the university's compliance offices and make sure that all of the deals that are being conducted through the platform are compliant. But man, it's been fun. And I'm sure you guys are experiencing the NIL stuff. We launched our platform about a month and a half ago, have close to 2,000 athletes across the country on the platform. And we're rolling, man. It's exciting. And we made a splash here in South Bend this week. It's exciting to be back.
With that's mobile. Awesome. That's
is
awesome.
It 100% centered in college or is it high school athletes too?
So the only state that allowing high school athletes to make money now is California.
Gotcha.
Currently. Of so course. Once that expands, once that expands, we'll be able to, you know, expand our target market into high school athletes.
Paul, what was that? That was 3 minutes. What do we usually charge
that's an ad, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after. But no, that's awesome, and it's definitely needed in the space now. It's only going to grow. I mean, it's the first 4 months this has been around, so maybe less than that. So it's still a baby, and you guys are getting in really early. But if you guys are around now, what do you think you would want to do in terms of NIL?
It would be awesome.
What would be at the top of your NIL list?
I don't know.
Sean was my first roommate ever here in college too, like first summer. So I know him a little bit.
All right, what do you think?
So he spent a lot of time sleeping. He spent a lot of time gaming. Big gamer.
Really?
A lot of time. Eating.
Not anymore though.
You're too old now.
You know. I was 6 years in the game. Had to get out of it. had to grow up.
What else did you spend a lot of time doing? Eating
shows.
Sleeping shows. Right, so those are some of the categories I put.
So I did everything that a normal person did. I ate, and watched TV. I probably would have came up with some generic shoes, but they would have been tough. Like they would have been, they wouldn't have been Nikes though, but they would have been tough. Yeah, generic but tough. Like they would have been better than the Goog shoes. Just have everybody on campus rocking them like $20, but they're gonna get shacks. You right. Like some what's the Starberries?
The Star
Bags.
Like y'all too young. Y'all too
Marberry.
Marberries. It's Stephon Marberry.
You don't know?
There's $15.
He's not a Hooper.
$15.
Bro, I'm a Hooper, bro.
You're a Hooper?
Yes.
Right,
he's not a Hooper. But yeah, I probably would have just came out with some shoes, hooked the team up. We would have got rid of the travel shoes. Y'all would have been watching the Shawn's. Y'all would have been watching the Shawn's sneaks.
You should have
done something
with baggy pants.
Who said that? You said the baggy sweats?
No, I said that. You need some of the baggy sweats.
That'll be the next launch. You need the shoes with baggy sweats. So, but no, I don't even know. It's probably just like trying to get into some merch and then definitely some like water or like Normatec stuff that I could use at home that we have at the facility, but obviously things that I want to use to take care of my body while I'm at home. So something along the lines of that, like a Theragun or like I said, Normatec. Some water, Brandon. These are things you need to be listening to.
You should be writing this down.
Yeah, mobile. Yeah. Like,
we'll get the recording. Right. I would have looked at it more of like a professional level, like connecting with a bunch of the alumni that want to get into this space. So like internships, professional development types of opportunities. I think that's what Notre Dame is going to want to do too here soon. But then like I was really into fashion. Right? You'd say I was into fashion?
Yeah, he alternative swag. That's what I want to call it.
So I think I would have liked to own my own thing too, right? I think a lot of people have done partnerships with companies, but I think I would have had a decent enough and a sizable brand and following that I could have done something where I had full ownership into it, right? And then the last thing I think I would have looked out for and would try to, you know, engage in with long-term partnerships rather than like one-offs. I don't know if you guys have done or have constructed any of your own, you know, deals yet. But I think long-term partnerships allow you to grow with a brand, right? And to continue to build a relationship with a brand rather than just, okay, here's a product. Let me you know, throw up a social media post one time.
For sure.
And a lot of that goes to brand value, right? Like who you are as an individual. if your brand doesn't align with that company or that brand, then I just don't see the value in helping promote, right, that brand.
True, yeah.
What kind of brands would y'all want to be on if y'all had an NIL opportunity?
That's a good question.
You'd be like Sean John. Yeah, Rockaware, like something like that.
That's a little too baggy for my life. I don't know. Any brand that's messing with me for real. I'm gonna get with Tim's though. Timberland. I'm gonna get with Timberland for show just because I know him be set for all seasons.
What do they got for the summer? What do Tim's have for the summer? Between February and November, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Tim's sneakers. That's what the team would have been in. They would have been Timberland sneakers.
This is a question I always want to ask alumni. But who's the best player y'all played throughout your whole college career?
Played against?
Yeah.
And with?
Against and with. Can't say each other. I don't know if you're going to, but if you were, you can't.
I wasn't going to say that. I'm going to do it against first. Recently, I guess, probably Devontae Smith or Najee Harris.
For real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
You know what's crazy? Devontae Smith had a...
Why?
Devontae Smith or who?
Talking about why.
Najee Harris. I mean, that's the good thing about Notre Dame. We play against great people. Like, I didn't play, but we played against Dory, Juju, like Ronald Jones.
You're saying all USC players.
Yeah, but like they had some like dogs. Actually, Sam Darnold was really good.
He was like that?
But yeah.
Trevor Lawrence?
I think Trevor,
but for me, it's like I'm not looking at the offensive side. Sorry, are you done?
No, I mean,
who's the best you play with?
The best that I play with would probably be.
Yeah, we have to come. I think there's one person.
It would be one person. Not gonna lie, it would be Kyle, but it's okay, Woo.
I forgot you.
It's Woo. Woo.
Woo. Yeah. We're on three different levels. Before, I haven't played with you. I got Quentin Nelson and Jalen Smith.
Yeah, Were you a freshman?
We were freshmen. Yeah.
Dang. So did y'all come in? Were y'all like, damn, that's Jalen Smith?
Yeah, but he looks different in any locker room.
True. Jalen Smith. He came in looking like that.
Yeah, probably. He looks different.
He came into college looking like that?
Yeah. He looks that's different OD. In any locker
room. I'm sorry, that's so deep.
Came in looking like
that. But that's that team, OD. Being on that team was fun because they had
Ronnie Stanley, yeah. Will Fuller.
Dang, y'all are old.
Yeah, so it was like, So it was like, when you went to practice out there, it was like, let me just go ball. Like, I'm about to be out here with these guys. Let me see what my skills look like up against these guys. So it was just going out each and every day, just competing with the best, really. I remember one time I got to set the edge on Q. I did it too. But now he probably was just looking out because we was in practice and he was my teammate. But that's my claim to fame.
How was it covering Will? The speed was like that.
It was against Kavari.
Yeah, so I was only a freshman, so they ain't really like do me dirty and like have me go out there for real. I was working with the other freshmen and then just like the backups. But I used to watch Will for sure. People used to pull some hamstrings covering him. But, damn.
I'd say the last thing for me would be Roquan Smith playing against him.
Georgia?
From Georgia.
At home?
Mm. Yeah. Freaky talent. Freaky really? Fast. From sideline to sideline.
We play some great people.
Yeah, play some dogs.
We played Nick Chubb and all them.
All right, what was the best game you ever played in or most fun game?
Either Michigan or USC for me.
Which USC?
Michigan 2018. Yeah. Michigan was so tough.
Clemson last year.
That was
hands,
wild.
Hands down. Yeah.
That's crazy. I guess we won't know who the ghost that we play against until like 5 years from now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
Now you'll know.
I mean, yeah, we'll know now like. Kyle's obviously.
All right, don't guess it.
That's what it is. Okay.
All right, y'all ready to move on outside the garage?
Yeah.
Line it up a little bit. All right, here we go. Outside the garage, our weekly segment where you guys send us in topics to discuss. We'll talk about anything. We will talk about
shit.
Nah, but you guys already know, DM us with questions and maybe we'll shout you out. And this comes from at ndcrame10 on Instagram. Name y'all's top three fast food chains. Don't think about it. Go. Sean, go.
Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, and Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, and Popeyes.
Yeah, we were roommates. So.
Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A. I like McDonald's. I'm tripping, but I like it.
Nah.
I'm going to go Cane's, Chick-fil-A.
Are you bougie?
That's bougie?
Cane's bougie?
Cane's not bougie.
Cane's is fast food?
Yes.
Cane's kind of clean.
They got a drive-through.
Cane's got a drive-through. Yes.
Cane's like...
Connected to the store. Where else is the drive-through going?
The one up here got a drive-through?
Yes, bro.
I didn't even know that.
Bro, what?
I'm flagged. Right, I'm flagged.
I'm going to say... I might be flagging my Burger King. A Whopper Burger.
Bro, they, yeah, you flagging. Heard about the... they found like Asian traces of like Asian hair in like the bun. Look it up. It's gross.
Jeez. I still got all mine.
Silicone and McDonald's nuggets. All that.
Pink slime.
Chick-fil-A. I guess Cane's, that counts as the fast food. Yeah, and then I guess I'll say Wendy's just because it's in my head.
No. I don't have much up here, so.
Well, yeah, relax. We got some stuff here. Good old South Bend.
I would say Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, and Wendy's.
So Chick-fil-A got it.
Yeah.
Wendy's up there.
Wendy's up there.
They fighting. Wendy's is fighting. Wendy's and changed their fries, too.
You said what?
They changed their fries.
Yeah, they put more salt on it.
I just had Wendy's today, actually. Yeah. I was like,
crispy, too. Yeah.
That shit.
Wendy's a dark horse.
Have y'all had Zaxby's? Have you had Zaxby's?
Yeah. Yeah, when we played Georgia Tech last year.
That was your first time ever having Zaxby's or no?
I think so.
I think Zaxby's better than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I've had Zaxby's, yeah.
Second question is from the same guy. Do y'all have any pregame rituals or anything you do before the game? Superstitious about? Cam, you can start.
I didn't go first, bro. Go ahead.
Even if you go last.
So my mom, she like sends me like a paragraph before every game since high school. So I probably read that probably like 10 minutes before I go out.
It's something new every game.
Yeah. Something that she just like types up every morning. Well, not every morning, every game morning. Mm. So probably read that and then just a lot of prayers. So probably say that.
Actually, I guess I do have one. So my dad's on the sideline as well. So like I'll run out of the tunnel, like say my prayer or whatever, come back, dap him up, and then like, we'll start the game every time. So just do that.
Did you have that since high school?
It was in my field in high school. So.
Oh,
that started when I was at ND. So high school ones are different. It's different setting here now. So
mine's probably a prayer when we run out. Like I have a prayer that I've memorized pretty much top to bottom. I feel like I'm there for a while, but I've been doing it. I kind of freestyled the first time, the first game, because I didn't even know that dudes came out and prayed, but everybody ran down and was praying in the end zone. First game, I'm like,
it's like 100 dudes
So I was like, might as well. And then I get down and start praying and then prayed and then get up. I'm walking back. I'm like, I was kind of smooth. Like, I like that. So I just kept saying the same thing over and over again every game.
So I just had a pregame song. The last song that I've always played just before going out was Go Get It by Mary Mary. It's like a gospel.
How's it go?
Yeah. Go get it.
Yeah.
I know that song for real.
Yeah. That's crazy.
it's tough. Definitely check it out. It's a gospel song, but it's basically just saying, like, go get your blessings.
So you, like, go from, like, young boy to
gospel? Yeah. No, it don't even matter. I go from, I mean, it's transition. They go from the speaker, whatever they playing. Then somebody usually get on there and play some wild stuff, so I got to put back on the headphones. Then I tone it down. I go a little young boy, some soft young boy. Then some Drake, and then I go Mary
some
Mary.
Soft young boy.
Some soft. The singing young boy.
No Rod?
Rod. Ride on the way to the game on the bus.
Like I'm looking out the window type.
Just looking out the window like
trees.
Like I'm ready. I'm about to just empty it out. I'm about to just let all my feelings out.
That's crazy. Lately, I haven't really been having a ritual like that. Like, I mean, the prayer, I always do the prayer, but like, really, I just do whatever I got to do to get ready. Whatever put me in that.
You and DJ been having y'all thing for a little while.
Yeah, fast.
When y'all do like releases and stuff.
I don't know if we call it a ritual though, or more just us trying to get our feet right. But
is there anything you're superstitious about?
I'm definitely one of those like injury guys. Like I don't sit in scooters. I don't use crutches. Like, you know, I don't like joke around and like pick up crutches. Like I'll like go out my way to knock on wood sometimes. Like I'll walk across the room and go knock on some wood.
Just cause.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Mine would just be studying some plays. That was really it.
Right before the game?
There's like a first nine that we would have, and we were pretty successful going through that first nine. So that was it. Nothing crazy.
You want to do your 30 and 30?
Yeah, we need to get right. It's 25 questions under a minute. It's going to be kind of interesting doing it with two people, though. We did the segment with Kyren. For everyone who hadn't really listened to the episode, but it's really just 25 random questions. They from all over the place. Just under a minute. Just got to answer them as fast as possible.
You just want to do like...
We just...
Back and forth.
Yeah,
Sean's
going back and forth. You want to go first?
Go back and
forth. I'll go first.
So it's going to go you and you. All right.
Cool. Wait, start timer. All
right, so we're going to go ahead and start. So you starting?
Yeah.
Green or blue?
Green.
Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
Lemonade or sweet tea?
Lemonade.
Fall or spring?
Fall.
Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Are hot dogs a sandwich?
Whoa, pass.
You gotta answer.
Comment on Glizzy's. You gotta go.
Are aliens real? You think they are?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
All right, we can go brunette. LeBron and MJ?
MJ.
We can say this way. Hey, Justin or Jason Adam Oyola? Do you know the Adam Oyola twins? I'm sure you do.
After high school.
You got to pick one.
Jason.
Nice. 27 seconds.
Would you rather have a first overall pick in the draft or a Heisman in college, a defensive Heisman?
Heisman.
A dollar a day or $1 million?
$1 million. You guys don't understand
Bogle,
money.
Bogle.
You don't understand money.
That's the smartest.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Drake or Future?
Drake.
If I give you $500 million, would you only listen to country or EDM for the rest of your life?
Of 100%.
He gave me an ultimatum.
Listen to country or EDM.
Oh, it don't even EDM. It didn't matter. whatever you tell me to listen
prefer,
to.
Phone call or text.
Damn, that's a good question. Depends on the situation, right?
Depends on the person.
Text. All
right. Running or lifting? Bayless. Talking about Bayless running or lifting.
Lifting. My lifting.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
All right. Big party or small kickback?
Big party.
Do you think ants sleep?
Yes.
We're probably way past the minute.
Yeah, it's not now.
I just want to have to finish them out. Do you think time is socially constructed?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Interesting.
The city or the countryside?
The city.
The city. And then what's heavier, a pound of bricks or a pound of feathers?
Same.
Good answer, Shaq.
Double domer over here.
All right. We're gonna wrap it up right now. Really appreciate you guys coming on. Appreciate you. A little round of applause.
Oh,
appreciate it.
OGs came out. Shout out to Scott Simpson from Mishawaka, Indiana for winning the ITG Signed Shamrock Series giveaway. His son's David, 12 years old, Sterling, late 8 years old, and Cal, 5 years old, just watched their first game in the stadium last weekend at Toledo. Shout out, boys. Appreciate you pulling up. That's love.
Awesome.
Really thank everybody who signed up. Really appreciate you guys. Over 800 people signed up. So congrats, Scott, and your family, and go Irish. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
Sure.
Yep.
You say awesome. Sure.